Welcome back, my friends. Today, in our 23rd episode on the importance of awaiting for the coming of Mashiach, we're going to talk about people who choose to ignore the messianic redemption, the prophetic promise of a better world. So let's begin by re-emphasizing some of the things we've already focused on in previous episodes. The Rambam, Maimonides, speaking in halachic or legal prose in the 11th chapter of his magnum opus, the Mishnah Torah, at the end of the first paragraph for halacha states, V'chol mi she'enoi maimin boy, anybody who does not believe in him, in other words, Mashiach, oi, or mi she'enoi mechake livyose, one who does not await his coming, he is not only denying, if you will, the statements of other prophets, but rather, but those of the Torah and of Moses, Moshe, our teacher. As we've explained many, many times and emphasized with a variety of cross-references, it is clear from the Rambam statement that belief in Mashiach isn't sufficient. A Torah Jew is not only supposed to believe in the inevitable coming of Mashiach, but in fact, we are expected to anxiously await for Mashiach's coming. And one who doesn't desire or yearn for Mashiach's coming is essentially lacking a basic element of faith. Now, that's pretty serious stuff. But sadly, many, many, many pious and otherwise focused people, Torah Jews, seem to ignore this altogether. And Shabbos Parshas Baluk, it was the 17th day of Tammuz, a day which has been observed for a very long time. It's a day of sadness and mourning for the destruction of both Bati Migdash. This is the day that the walls of Jerusalem were breached. Because it was Shabbat, the fast was deflected. And it was Parshas Baluk. That's the Parsha where the prophecies about the coming of Mashiach are found. On that Shabbos, the Rebbe spoke a remarkable sicha about the importance of believing in and in fact awaiting the coming of Mashiach. It's an edited sicha, an edited talk, and on page 534 of Sefer HaSichas, Tov Shemem Ches, the Rebbe says that many, many people, unfortunately, loisomim lev koroi, do not pay attention, at least not appropriate attention. And therefore, v'lachein, yesh tzoyrich laharish, there is a need for us to make a tumult, to kind of publicize and talk about this open ruling of the Rambam. And then the Rebbe added an interesting thing. This is kohidoas kol echad vi echad bitfilosei. In fact, we make this statement, if only you are a praying Jew, one who engages in tefillah, a basic mitzvah and principle of Torah, thrice daily in our Amidah, in the 15th blessing of the Amidah, known proverbially as the Shmon Asrei, we say, we're asking God for our needs, and we say, speedily cause the Sion of David, your servant, to flourish. That's a direct reference to Mashiach. V'karnoi torum b'yeshua secha, increase his power by your salvation. Ki, because, li'yeshuascha kivinu kol hayoim. Because we hope for your salvation all day long. The Rebbe points out in the Sicha, we don't just say, li'yeshuascha kivinu kol yom, we wait for salvation every day, but rather, it's not just b'chol yom, rather it is gam kol hayom, all day long. So all day long, a Torah Jew is supposed to be anxiously awaiting the coming of Mashiach. And if he or she is only engaged in tefillah, in basic prayer, in the 15th blessing of the Shemona Asrei, you're saying that you await the coming of Mashiach all day long. Oh, I can't be bothered. I'm too busy carving myself out a piece of heaven. You know, and after all, there's lots of important things. And why do I have to focus on this? Just ignore the Messiah. It's not really that important anyway. Well, you know, the thing is that anything which is explicit in the Torah is really important. And ignoring it changes absolutely nothing. The Rebbe said, let's consider this. When we take a look at the prophecies of Yeshayahu, prophet Isaiah, who speaks much about redemption, in fact, Yeshayahu HaNavi's final chapters, from the 40th chapter onward, are almost exclusively focused on the glorious future, the wonderful tomorrow that we anxiously await. From Perek Mem, chapter 40 onward, this book contains many, many prophecies about the conclusion of human history, or history as we know it. And these chapters have served as a constant source of comfort and encouragement for Torah Jews, even as they face the most difficult, dismal, and dark of times. It's fascinating that each year after Tisha B'Av, when we mourn for the destruction of the Bate Migdash and our present exile, in the Shabbatot that conclude the year, a string of seven, there are Haftorot of consolation. The Haftorah, rather than reflecting the theme of the weekly Torah portion, reflects the theme of consolation. And those verses are taken from the prophecies of Yeshayahu HaNavi Isaiah, beginning with the 40th chapter. And in that 40th chapter, the passage opens with four declarations. I want to focus on the first three. The first involves Hashem's promise to console and, in fact, to redeem Am Yisrael. In his first declaration, the focus is consoling the people and the city. These are familiar words for anybody who attends Shul each summer and knows that the Shabbat that follows Tisha B'Av is called Shabbat Nachamu, the Shabbat of comfort, because those are the words that the Haftorah begins with. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Yoimer Elikechem, console, console my people, says your God. This is actually an exhortation to the prophets to console Am Yisrael. In the first statement, the Navi speaks, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. He says, speak a message of consolation. Reassure the heart of Yerushalayim. Vikiru Eileha. You should call to it. Because? Because it's time that exile is completed, because the period of suffering has ended. That's the first statement. The Navi then focuses on paving a road, smoothing the path for those who will be coming home from the difficult exiles. Kol Koira Bamidbar. There is a voice that is proclaiming in the desert or wilderness. And it says, Panu Derech, clear the way. We talk about leveling the desert. Yashu Ba'arova Misila Lelekenu. We have to create a highway, a road as if, to allow for God, who is going to be leading each of us home, redeeming every single member of Am Yisrael. And then, after the stirring statement that is made, V'nigla kved Hashem, v'roo chabasar yachtav, the Navi says that the glory of Hashem, Almighty God, is going to be revealed, and all flesh will see together, kipi Hashem dibur, that the mouth of God, obviously a euphemism, has spoken. In other words, that God's glory is going to be revealed to all of humanity. The next statement, the third calling, says this. Kol oimer kora va'omar ma'ekra. So proclaim. And he, the prophet who hears the voice, says, what shall I proclaim? And the answer is, Kol habasar chotzir. Proclaim that all flesh, really all of humankind, is metaphorized as grass. Grass serves as fodder for animals. Grass doesn't really last. V'chol chastei, and all of humanity's kindness or grace, our achievements, kitzitz hasode, they are like the flower of the field. You know, it blooms for a couple of weeks, and it looks really good, and then it's just gone. And here the Novi says, Yavesh chotzir novel tzitz. The grass withers. The flowers, they dry up and fade. Yavesh chotzir novel tzitz. The Novi repeats this in the eighth verse. And he says, but udvar elikeinu yakim le'olam. Indeed, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. In other words, generations pass on with all of their acts of kindness and achievements of great benevolence, but the word of Hashem remains constant. The Mitzudas David in his commentary says, Yovesh chotzer, ha'om hazeh yisyavesh kechotzer v'yichmesh ketzitz. This nation will dry out or wither like grass, fade away like flowers. But v'dvar Hashem, the word of God, which word? Says the Mitzudas, shehevtiach al yedei hanavim, the word that Almighty God has promised us through his prophets, yiskayim le'olam, that is going to endure and be fulfilled, v'le'yuchlu levatel dvarov. Nobody, absolutely nobody, can override or nullify the prophecies of Hashem. And so the Rebbe said, and I'll read to you from the edited version. Upashut, it is abundantly obvious, simple, if you will. Shekivan shemefurish hadavar b'teira. Because we're talking about something that's explicit in the Torah, ein kol te'eles lihis'alim mizeh. There is absolutely nothing to be gained by ignoring it. Ki dvar elikeinu yakim le'olam. Because the word of our God will forever be established. My friends, it's a straight, clear, and explicit halacha. We are all required. Hashem expects us not only to believe in Mashiach, but to anxiously await his coming. Ignoring that truth achieves absolutely nothing. It doesn't change reality. Reality is dictated by the creator of heaven and earth. The inevitable reality is that Mashiach is going to come. The reality that you and I are required not only to believe in, but in fact, to yearn for, kol hayom, all day long. Let's stop ignoring the truth. Let's acknowledge the Torah truth, the prophetic truth, the halachic truth, that Hashem expects us to anxiously await and to yearn for the coming of Mashiach. And may that serve to accelerate his imminent arrival, b'mehera ubi'amenu, speedily, and in our days, amen. Thank you so much for joining today.